Do you know what it will entice you to clean? If your house smells like a beach afterward and it doesn't smell like, you know, cleaning products. Well, enter Clorox. They can transform your space into a tropical getaway by upgrading your cleaning routine with coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, it cleans like Clorox, and it feels like inspiration. With a refreshing scent that will leave your home clean and fresh, elevating any room into an oasis. Now you can express your style and get shiny clean. Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents. This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure. To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. All right, ladies, let's be real. Who here actually enjoys shaving their legs? Yeah, absolutely no one. I know this. Get this, Nair. Yes, Nair, the OG, has leveled up. They've got these new sensational shower creams and body creams that smell absolutely amazing. I know this is not the smell that you're thinking of from the 90s when your mom first pulled this out for you. These smells will light up your bathroom, honestly. They'll make your shower experience better.
It smells like a spa, actually. Oh, yeah.
And how do you know this?
Well, I mean, Nair's in the household. So anytime Nair's used, it smells like a spa.
You probably don't even know what it does.
It takes hair away.
It works in as little as 3 minutes. You don't have to bother with nicks, cuts, shaves. And the smooth lasts so much longer than shaving. You're also not going to have to deal with any of those shave bumps or anything like that, because the bumps are just as annoying as the nicks, right? Nair's new sensational shower and body creams are free of all the nasty chemicals like phthalates and sulfates. So you can feel good about what you're putting on your skin, and you can have a little bit of a me time moment with Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself, and as Ben smelled for himself, and he likes it. It's Ben approved. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
This is the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast with iHeartRadio.
Hi guys, welcome to the Almost Famous podcast. It's another week with me and Ben, and this week we're starting it off with a special guest. It's Bennett. We had Bennett on a couple months ago, and a lot has changed. There's been a lot of dating rumors that have swirled around him since. So, Ben, how do you feel about checking back in with Bennett?
Jeez, paradise is coming soon. We have to start to get excited about the potential couples that are coming in. Here's my question, and this might be the dumbest question I've ever asked you. There's no chance that Katie's men will be on Paradise, right?
Oh, there's plenty chance Katie's men are going to be on Paradise. Okay. Yeah. There's two full seasons of girls and guys coming on and fighting for spots in Paradise. And while I'm saying this, Bennett Jordan's face is right there on my screen. Hey, Bennett.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Bennett, you're back.
Good. How are you?
Welcome back to the Almost Famous Podcast. How does it feel? Does this feel life-changing?
Oh, my God. Yeah, totally. Totally. Good. It's like an epiphany, you know, new light. Thank you for having me.
Bennett, to get us started here, there's a lot going on in your life, mostly swirling around the idea that you're very ready and very excited to be dating. But before we begin, I have a request for you from some producers at iHeartRadio. Would you be willing, before we get started, to give us a tour of your closet and how you choose your outfits every day?
I'm home now. Visiting in Atlanta, so this closet will not do justice. It's my younger brother's closet behind this.
Okay, well, let's try this. In your suitcase, what did you pack, and why did you pack what you packed?
Sure. All right. So in my suitcase, you know, you got to tone things down a little bit when you come south. You know, it's not like I'm bringing any suits. I brought one or two business outfits just in case I've got a couple meetings, which I've used actually. But you know, no ties. It's pretty straightforward. I've got a few pairs of shorts, a couple pairs of slacks, three button ups, t-shirts, and gym clothes. You know, I'm pretty active down here, and you know, I can grab something from the closet, just a little ill fitting, you know, from the old days back here at home, if I need it. But you know, otherwise, pretty stripped and fair way.
Bennett, because you're such a character, I'm going to be really open and honest and no holds bar when it comes to questions for you, because I feel like you're down for those kinds of questions.
Always.
Well, what's your skincare routine like? Like, are you very regimented in that department?
I'm pretty regimented in most departments. You know, I've got a couple different face washes that I like. It's kind of like a five-step, you know, routine. Then I'll use a hyaluronic, you know, sort of toner after the face wash. And then after that, usually a serum or two, maybe vitamin C, you know. And then my, you know, typical moisturizer, which is, you know, acid-free, all natural products. And then perhaps, you know, SPF and some eye cream. And that's about it.
Got all the steps there. Have you ever tried Botox?
I've never done Botox. You know, I hear good things, but I personally have never done it. I've got the crow's feet, you know, and the smile lines and all that stuff, you know, just part of the aging process. But I'm not opposed to it by any means. I've just never tried it myself.
My esthetician fiance this weekend, I was so excited. I said, "Hun, I'm going to hydrate my face today." She goes, "What are you using?" I was like, "Lubriderm." She's like, "Not going to work for you." So now I have a routine again. She's been trying. I've said it many times. She's been trying for a while to get me on a routine. I'm not good at it. Some cocoa butter or like Lubriderm, that does the trick for me. Bennett, you've been in the headlines recently. When you go to Paradise, what SPF number are you going to be using?
Hey man, I still got to get the, you know, over the steps and the approval process and everything for Paradise. So, you know, I'm certainly thinking about it a lot, and, you know, excited for that next step in the journey, if that is to happen. But SPF wise, you know, the older you get, I think you got to really crank it up. It's, you know, all about the longevity game. So I'm probably having some 50 SPF, and then I might try to tear it down a little over the body over the course of time, but you know, at least 30, 50 SPF.
Ashley, do they provide sunscreen for you on the beach?
They definitely do. They do.
Good. That's
thank
nice.
God, Ben. Thank you. You're asking my questions.
Yeah, I'm trying to be there for you, man. I've got your back.
Now, have you received any advice as to how to pack for Paradise? Because it is a little bit of a different packing process.
No, you know, well, let's see how to phrase this appropriately. On the journey of the Bachelorette, I made a whole Excel spreadsheet with everything really mapped out. And I had, you know, my tin rose ceremonies and the different optionalities with shirt and tie combos. But things are a little bit loosey goosey on the beach, right? It's like you just throw in some trunks, throw on your, you know, button up or your overshirt or your tee or whatever. And I think you're ready to go. But you tell me, I'm all ears.
Okay. Do not pack anything with sleeves. Suits, you really don't even need, maybe like bring one jacket. But don't bring, like, I was so silly the first season. I brought, like, leather jackets and jean jackets thinking it would get chilly at night, maybe. No, it never gets chilly there. Then I was able to condense my stuff from, like, having two full suitcases to just one suitcase for Paradise because everything you pack is so tiny and light because it's all short sleeves, bathing suits, stuff like that. Just know that you will be in your bathing suit. You know, 70% of the time.
Sounds pretty fun. You know, the thing with about guys, and I'm not sure, you know, what size Ben wears, but you throw in a couple pairs of shoes for guys and bags get, you know, pretty full pretty quickly. So, and I'm a little bit of a diva when it comes to shoes, as you probably remember, but I'll try to keep that toned down, and then there's plenty of room for trunks.
Yeah, no dress shoes needed.
Yeah, I got your solution, Bennett. Crocs can go with everything.
Oh my God.
It's going to be a fashion statement. They go with jeans. They go with dress pants. They go on the beach. You can just wash them off without the sand. Bennett, I'm telling you now, you after Paradise, if you want your endorsements to fly, Crocs is ready and willing. I'm here to support them. Bennett, are you a back sweater or a front side sweater?
Oh man, I'm sweaty all over. I got, you know, the kind of like the chest hair keeps me warm on the front, but I've always got, you know, the cascade going down the back too. It's no way around. I'm a sweaty guy.
Well, yeah, you know, Puerto Vallarta is going to feel cool compared to what you had to endure in Palm Springs.
Now you're talking.
Good point. That's a good point, Ashley. I never thought about that. You've gone a whole season dripping through your clothes.
And you actually had to wear dress clothes there. Whew.
I didn't even know the location was Puerto Vallarta. That's that's good to know. I've never been there.
Oh, it's very nice. It's about an hour away from there, but that we still call it Puerto Vallarta. It's the airport you fly into. It's called Playa Escondida. That's a town or the resort name. Sayulita is the town. Thank you. Playa Escondida is the resort.
God, I didn't know if, you know, if it was the same location. I don't, you know, I'm all ears. I'm, you know, taking this in.
Okay. So, I mean, we'll get to like the nitty gritty now. You have shown interest perhaps in multiple women from the past couple seasons. One notably is Kelly Flanagan. Oh, he pointed, he said one. Okay. All right. So he's trying to be loyal here.
I've read about two at least.
We've read about two.
That's fine. There's a lot of things you read about. We don't always, you know, believe what we read, right, Ben? You know, like,
that's
like,
a good point. Yeah. That's a good point. Well, you're here to clear it up then. Let's talk about it. Ashley, take it away.
Sure, appreciate that. You know, I've been pretty upfront and honest and intentional with my interest, and it is with, you know, one lady.
Her name is
Kelly Flanagan. Certainly quite interested in Kelly. And you know, I know there's been gossip and rumors of, you know, me and Kit. And you know, unfortunately, you know, Bachelor Nation, I think that's just been a little bit of a misconception based on, you know, sort of our initial introductions on the show, and then, you know, the fact that we grabbed drinks in New York, you know, on a platonic basis, and it was the first time we had met. I think she's a fantastic, you know, girl, and I think we've, you know, we'll have a great friendship, but you know, we're just so far apart in age. It's, you know, 21 and you know, I'm almost 37 here at the end of June. And I think, you know, age isn't certainly everything, right? But I think that, you know, I'm one that the next couple of years, I'm really looking forward to hopefully getting to work on some kids. And I don't think Kit's, you know, really, you know, there yet, you know, in that regard. And while I do think she's certainly, you know, very mature and wise beyond her years, I just don't think that that's a kind of, you know, a reasonable age gap for us to enter into a relationship at this point in our lives.
So when you did go and get drinks, was it obvious that you're going into a platonic meeting?
Yeah, I think so. You know, we talked about, you know, things. I think I talked about Kelly at one point, even on, you know, when we were out together. Okay. So I think I was like pretty straightforward with that whole, you know, approach.
A couple things here. One is you haven't hidden that you're very interested in Kelly. You know, you sit in a unique position this year, as most viewers know, where Paradise has been planned out. It's been questioned. It's, you know, going to have multiple seasons on it. People have been able to, in the midst of kind of the lockdowns, loosening up, getting back together again from past seasons, all that stuff's happening, right? Do you at all, as a viewer of the show now for me, do you at all seem like you're setting yourself up for failure because the show now knows what your interests are? Meaning you've been very clear that Kelly, you're into Kelly. Do you think that that's going to be able to be provided to you in a free and unbiased, like, opportunity?
I'm clapping because this is a fantastic thought, Ben, because I went into Paradise 2 and the producers knew that they're like, Ashley is going to be all in on Jared.
Yeah.
You know, so and she's freaking out about the possibility of which women he'll be interested in. Mm. So we're going to mess with her.
Are you nervous? Are you ready for this, Bennett?
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. You know, I'm not nervous about it. And my view on that was, you know, if I put out there that I'm flirting or interested with Kelly, you know, everyone will know it. And I'm just, you know, at almost 37 years old, I don't give a, you know, I'm all for it. Like, put it out there. And, you know, the fact of, you know, as you're talking about, you know, producer or something, you know, having their way or sabotaging this. I don't think I'm guaranteed anything. I don't even know if Kelly is, you know, going on Paradise. You know, I think there's a lot of, you know, women out there that I don't know, you know, who perhaps I haven't had my eye on or haven't had as, you know, flirtations with, you know, that could potentially present themselves. Or there could be some sort of opportunity there that I just don't know about. And so I'm open to that by all means. But at the same time, you know, I think at 37, I live most things that I do in life are pretty deliberate and pretty intentional. And, you know, I have no problem putting it out there and going after a woman or flirting with her and letting it be known, whether it's private or public or however it may be.
Yeah. I mean, ultimately, we still got to believe that on Paradise, they want to see love stories being formed. Like, you got to still believe that. And so I would be shocked. I've never known of it where they would be like, yeah, we're just going to like totally destroy this relationship for the sake of it's like, no, this could be really cute, right? This could be really sure. Fun. What is it? Before I throw it back to Ashley, what is it about Kelly that does stand out to you the most? Like, why is she the one that you're now being intentional about?
Yeah. You know, I think she's obviously a very, very smart girl. She's very well spoken. I think, you know, our journeys and the way that, you know, it sort of played out, you know, on TV are quite similar. Mm-hmm. That was something that she, you know, identified with me very early on. And I think, you know, that was pretty insightful on her end. You know, I don't want to put her on, you know, blast or anything. But I just think that there's a lot of, you know, good similar overlap and potentially some, you know, mutual interest that could be, you know, worth exploring. I know she's, you know, kind of sort of seeing someone, but to the extent that that's all, you know, super serious at this point in her relationship down in Florida, I don't think that's the case. I think she's, you know, moving to New York and there's a lot of life to be living in between now and then. And, you know, we'll see how things kind of, you know, pan out. But, you know, I I've never been on a date with her yet. And I think that, you know, there's a heck of a lot, you know, that'll tell. And when you kind of get together with someone in real life versus just having some, you know, conversations or dialogues here and there, and obviously seeing people on TV and having a perception of them.
Who is she kind of sort of seeing right now?
Yeah, I'm not like too concerned with other guys. That's not like, you know, my approach in life at all.
Is this a rumor in the Bachelor community that Ben and I aren't aware of because we aren't youngins anymore?
No, I mean, I think she's talked about that. You know, you probably just aren't like keeping the pulse on Kelly Flanagan quite as hard as I am, you know, but I think, you know, she's got something down there in Miami. To the extent that it's serious, I don't think that's really the case, but I don't know the day to day, you know?
Now, this is going to be a really weird conversation for you, Bennett, but I have to ask it. And Ashley, you and I and Bennett have to talk it through. So if I know right, Peter's in New York, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So she's now moving to New York City. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of crossover in groups. Is that going to be weird? Look at like exes and I'm like, yeah, I don't necessarily like dislike them. Like, obviously I like them for a season of my life, so I appreciate them as people, but like, I don't want to be like hanging out with them socially very often. Like, that doesn't, mm-hmm. that feels awkward. Is that going to be sure. weird?
To totally. Yeah. I hear you completely. Great, great question. And you know, being the guy that I am, kind of like taking things head on, calling spades a spades and just, you know, going for it. I actually met Peter, and after about the second or third tequila shot, I just threw it out there and said, you know, I'd like to address the elephant in the room. Is it awkward that, you know, like I have interest in him flirting with, you know, your ex? And so we talked about it, and he said, you know, that's not the case at all. I think, you know, she's someone that I really, you know, care about and always will. But, you know, technically, you know, gave his blessing and said that was, you know, by all means, seems like you're, you know, a great guy. I really appreciate you asking. And I said that I absolutely, you know, appreciate what you're saying and what I can tell by, you know, looking at you that you're not necessarily saying. And, you know, I mean, no disrespect, and just wanted to put that out there. So it was a really nice conversation. I think it's fresh, you know, and I want to be respectful of that. And I'm not trying to, you know, obviously I'm in no position. We've got the whole other factor of the equation here, Kelly, to deal with. So, you know, I'm not, there's nothing to really talk about, you know, at this point. But I think, you know, it was a very good, positive and polite, you know, respectful conversation. And as far as, you know, hanging out with in the future, I mean, that's part of kind of this whole bachelor, you know, nation world that we're living in, right? So it's like what you signed up for. I can't really, you know, think too much into that at this point. Obviously, haven't even gone on, you know, date one with her.
Yeah, fair enough.
So can you describe to the audience what you did to flirt with her? She posted something like a hair flip Instagram reel or something set to Mariah Carey's Fantasy. And then you did what?
I did a little counter post with the same jam, you know, Fantasy, alluding to her pretty, you know, directly. And, you know, I got her approval to do it beforehand. I would not have wanted to step on her toes because, again, I'm a polite, you know, thoughtful guy. I wouldn't want her to be like, what? That's weird. Then that could have been very big backfire in my face. But, you know, she said she appreciated the boldness and, you know, found it flattering. So that's all good, you know, shoot your shot and go run with it.
So that means that you have been DMing.
We've been in touch, though. Yeah, we've been in touch.
And there you go. Hey, I do got to ask you, Ben, I don't know how to ask. I mean, since you're a guy that likes directness, I got to be direct with you. I was prepping for this whole thing, trying to figure out what in the world we're going to ask you. And there's a lot to ask you. Obviously, you're a very interesting guy. And you know, outside of the dating world that you have and the potential of maybe going on paradise, you have a job and you're moving around. I came across this, this is going to be so mean of me, by the way. And I just need you to tell me what in the world was going
on. It's
okay. I came across this like video of you like licking your lips or something. Like there's like a, or like there was like salt on your hand. You're doing it very sensually.
Caviar.
That was it. and it made me feel all sorts of weird watching it. Like
yeah. That was a weird one, you know? Engagement's engagement, you know, for better or worse, you're getting that engagement, right, Ben?
Yeah.
No, I know what you're saying.
Was that for real? Yes. Like, did you sit down and go, this is going to be something that I want to put out to the world for engagement? Like, what was going through your head? Because I watched and I was like, I can't stop watching it for some weird reason, which I don't like any more than, you know, before. But also, I feel weird for watching it even once.
Yeah, of course. That's a pretty weird one. Don't get me wrong. You know, okay. I'll put it this way. I've learned something new on social media every single day. I probably have since, you know, the show ended and I can't keep up with the kiddies these days. You know, sometimes you get crazy ideas when you're, you know, almost 37-year-old man in your apartment, lose your mind a little in quarantine. You're like, this will be funny. And you're like, man, maybe that was not the best idea. You know, that one was, you know, trying to be funny and do a little nudge at Matt James, you know, for his, you know, hummus charcuterie boards, which obviously he's doing as a joke, and, you know, his open-eyed kissing. So I was trying to tie in some upscale charcuterie boards with the caviar, and then also, you know, when you eat caviar, or when you, you know, make out with a girl, close your eyes. You know, I think that was just kind of like part of the joke. The delivery, you know, you use the word cringe if you like, that's fine. I think it was, you know, like funny to some, ridiculous to everyone. But you know, that was just part of it. Again, I'm just kind of shooting some content out there, trying to hopefully put some smiles on some people's faces and make people laugh.
I don't blame you. I know how hard it is to come up with stuff to do. So I'm all for it. And I did not use the word cringe. I used it.
I did.
Okay. Uncomfortable.
Anyway, appreciate that.
Bennett, your guys from your season are super close. Like, you have a nice little camaraderie. I feel like you guys have hung out a lot in New York City together. Do you feel like there's any way the bonds can be torn a little bit based on drama that could happen in Paradise?
Of course. I mean, I think that'll happen like that, you know. I think there's you know, a lot of great guys and a lot of maturity from our season, which I'm so thankful for. But obviously there's some people that are, you know, closer in little cliques than others. And you know, you throw in all the other factors that go into a production or, you know, Paradise, or much less, you know, double that many girls, and there's bound to be some drama. So, you know, I think that's almost 100% guarantee.
Well, would you fight Joe for, you know, your friend Dr. Joe? Jeez,
you know, I'm not gonna fight anyone. Joe and I will not fight. I'll throw that out there. You know, I mean, my view is this: it's we're not competing. You know, like there's competition there with, you know, when there's one bachelorette and 35 plus guys. You know, if you're being serious about relationships and you're being serious about finding your, you know, future wife and, you know, mother of your children, hopefully, competition shouldn't really be part of the factor, you know, part of the, you know, the equation. It's a lot less about competition and finding that genuine, you know, mutual connection. It's a two-way street. I think, you know, I'm sure there'll be some conflict, but I don't think it's like a competing, you know, sort of an issue in that regard.
Yeah, Joe came on here and mentioned that he was into Kelly also, and that you guys are friends, and this could be really entertaining, which is something that I'm very excited to watch, because you know, he came on and spent a good in-depth with us and kind of dove into that and just had thrown out there like, yeah, he's interested in Kelly. And then he made the comment, but who isn't? And there's always that, like,
there you go.
You know, the people that go into Paradise where, you know, I remember just off the top of my head, like Jade was one of these people. Jade walked to the beach and everybody was like, uh-oh, like any relationships that were existing were like on the line to be ruined because Jade was such a hot commodity walking onto the beach. I think Kelly, if she comes, we don't know yet. That hasn't been confirmed. Hasn't been not confirmed, would be that. Well, Bennett, I know we really hope to see you in Paradise. When do you think we will know an answer to if you're going to be there or not?
I don't know, man. I'm all ears just as you are. I honestly, I have no idea. I imagine the conversations, you know, knock on wood, will pick up sooner than later, considering it's right around the corner. So we'll see.
All right. Well, we're hoping to see you back, and then we'll have more answers to the Kelly and Bennett story.
Hey, fingers crossed. Fingers crossed. Yes. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Crossed. Bennett, bye, thanks Bennett. For coming on,
Thank
man.
Thank you. There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, it's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket, you know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in, because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean, so it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox, and it's captivating with scents that just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. Diaper duty. It's the adventure no one warns you about when you're expecting, right? Well, fear not. Pampers Swaddlers features a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Not only are Pampers Swaddlers total game changers, they have the hottest baby gift trend for 2024, the Pampers Diaper Stash, an online diaper fund where friends and family can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. I love this idea. Here's how it works. You create a diaper stash account, share it with your tribe, watch the stash grow, gift it to the parents, and voila. They use the stash funds to snag Pampers diapers and wipes anywhere, anytime. It's not just a gift. It's a stash of joy. Ensuring that those parents-to-be are stocked up without the guesswork. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness. Pamper Swaddlers and the Diaper Stash. Because parenting should be an extraordinary journey, not a messy one.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it. Where did you hear that rumor, Ben?
Oh, Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
So like how to budget for a hot date in Malta like Joey went on?
Yeah. Or how to baby step your way to being a millionaire before you're 35.
Oh, okay. I'm looking at this episode on how much people spend on dating apps. So one guy is spending $499 a month.
He should really apply for the Bachelorette.
Or this one episode, which is what our Amazon purchase history says about us.
Why don't you just go and tap that subscribe button, Ashley?
Say less. This is really, really interesting. So to check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Smart Money Happy Hour and hit that subscribe button, which I just did. Your wallet and your next road trip will thank you.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turned sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's talk about something we all can relate to, hair removal. Yeah, not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Nicks, cuts, razor burns, ugh. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. For real, Nair's new scents turned my bathroom into a spa.
You guys, I remember when my mom gave me like the first bottle of Nair to use on my upper lip. And I was like, this is so awful, but I do like need to do it. But the smell so close to my nose for so long. The worst part of like the every other week or whatever I would do it. Now it smells incredible. Like there's Moroccan argan oil and orange blossom shower cream that you can use. It's like a pampering experience. You put it on your legs, let it sit there for a little bit. And it's so much better than shaving. They also have like rich cocoa butter and vitamin E body cream, soothing aloe and water lily body cream. Really anything you could think of to get rid of your hair in the most pleasant way, Nair has it. They have new shower and body creams that are so easy to apply and they work in as little as 3 minutes.
And if you're going to shave more parts than just your legs, think about what you can do in 3 minutes with Nair. And the skin smooth feeling lasts so much longer than shaving. Like I just mentioned, you can use it not just on your legs, but on your arms, your underarms, even your bikini area. And we all know that with summer around the corner, that's a place you need it. Nair has turned the hair removal process into a sensorial experience. The scents are just amazing. And when I say that my bathroom smells like a spa, I really mean it. So check it out. The new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Well, we got a lot of headlines with Bennett. Thanks for coming on. We always appreciate anybody's time they give up to come on the Almost Famous podcast. It's a big deal. We hope to be able to follow that story. Okay, Ashley, for all the questions that are out there about Bennett, and we asked him a lot of them, you know, is it real? Is it not real? Like, is he just playing up to a character? Like, I think there's a little bit of that. He just mentioned it with his caviar post where he kind of thought through a good content. Here's the thing. The one thing I think can be very, like, is true with him that we can't always get out of people that are going on to Paradise or going on to The Bachelors. I really do think he is interested in finding love. Like, I think this is a priority for him, which makes, no matter like how much ridiculous content he puts out there, which makes me go, I want to watch it. Like, I want to see if he finds love or not.
Yeah, you have a good point there. He said multiple times that he's 37, looking for the person to marry and have kids with. And he makes such a good living doing what he does. I don't think he's worried. He's not in it for the money. Anything that can come out of it for that.
No, definitely not. I mean, I think if anybody goes into this stuff for the money, they're going to be gravely disappointed most of the time. But Ashley, we do have a lot of headlines to read. Obviously, we did a special episode last week when Colton Underwood came out on Good Morning America and told the world that he is gay. And we're going to follow that story and just like what's happening in his life more and more because, you know, of the Netflix documentary that has been talked about. I don't think it's been,
it has not been confirmed,
but it's like, it's definitely like being filmed. Something is being filmed. So they're going to be, we're going to be hearing that and seeing that. But as we talked about last week, you know, Colton did make the announcement and people were wondering, you know, what does Cassie think of this? Well, the headline reads this: Cassie Randolph breaks silence after ex Colton Underwood comes out as gay. This according to Today.
She broke silence in the way that like she wasn't off social media, but she didn't really address Colton's coming out yet.
Yeah, she doesn't need to.
Nor does she have to. So she said, thank you, everyone, for the kind comments and messages. Some of you are asking about my YouTube for this week. I decided to take a week off, but I will have one up again next week. So that's it. She was also on vacation with her family during the time of the Good Morning America interview.
Yeah, well, more about Colton. Tayshia Adams has spoken up. Colton Underwood was not always himself, she says, while filming Bachelor Season 23. This according to Us Weekly.
Do you remember how awkward she was when he left her room after the fantasy suite date?
It wasn't even like a spoken about awkwardness that was on the show, but like watching it as viewers were like, what happened? Like something weird went down.
That's still a mystery. Maybe Tayshia will be more open about it now. We'll find out. But what she did say this week on her podcast, Clickbait, was first, I was a little shocked at first. But all in all, the happiness that I have for him, that he's finally able to live his truth and to be out and to have that sense of relief that I got from his interview is something that I have to commend immensely. I am just so happy that he's able to just be him. She said, even on his season, getting to know him pretty intimately and getting to know him in a way that I think a lot of people have been able to, there was always something that I couldn't get a read on him with. Mm. Like, I feel like he was not always himself, and now it makes sense. She said, I feel like when I was trying to have those serious conversations with him and when I was trying to picture a life with him down the road, there was always something that he would kind of like put up a wall against because he couldn't fully believe that. And that's not really what he wanted. And now it makes sense as to why he wasn't able to get there with me.
Well, moving on from that story, we have another story that's been kind of moving and grooving through our podcast world and through the world of Bachelor Nation for a while now. Dale Moss has finally addressed the cheating rumors, reuniting with Claire Crawley, and whether they're still engaged. This, according to Entertainment Tonight.
Yeah, but not really.
Fair enough.
He doesn't really address any cheating rumors. He just said that when they went through this, their split, that was not even a thing. It was never a topic of conversation. He did say that currently in their relationship, they are taking more time, spending more time together. Claire and I are in a good place. And when the time is right, we will definitely talk about those things. But for right now, we're just focused on one another. We're keeping things private, and that's working for us. And in time, we'll speak about that together. And he just said, yeah, we're in a good place. Focus on each other. He's going to leave it at that. So we don't know whether they're still engaged or not, because he's not going to tell us.
Well, this headline is one that if you're like scrolling through the podcast right now, I'm telling you, you'll want to stop and listen, because this is probably one of the biggest headlines that has never been brought up before that we'll ever read. Peter Weber, yes, the former Bachelor, says he was super close to quitting his Bachelor season to be with Hannah Brown. This, according to Cosmopolitan.
This is so juicy. How did we not get this out of him? I guess the last interview we did with him was a year ago, which is mind-boggling that time has flown so fast and he wasn't as open. But holy crap, yeah, he just said in an interview with Us Weeklies, or Here for the Right Reasons podcast, that he remembers when Hannah showed up on his season with the limo. And like, he was like, that limo showed up and just sat there for like 15 or 20 minutes and nobody got out. And I'm just standing there and no one's coming up to me. And they apparently didn't show that part. And he said, I'm just waiting there. I'm like, okay, when's the door going to open? What's the surprise going to be? No producers came up to me or anything. And then he said, I was an idiot. Producers probably hated me, but literally, I think they edited this part out when he was actually having a conversation with Hannah. So Hannah gets out of the limo. And I don't know whether it's the scene where she gets out of the limo or whether it's the scene where they're at that first group date. But he says this, I'm going to leave the show. Like, if you want to, if you want to give this a chance, I'll leave right now. And then Hannah said, no, you can't do that, Peter. You're the Bachelor. You signed a contract. And then he was like, no, I'll do it. What are they going to do to me? He said, I don't know what I was thinking that day. I was very confused.
So I can't tell by the tone, but you remember this during his season where Hannah Brown showed up. It was teased. It fell short of what we expected in their conversation. We thought, oh my, is she coming back on his season? Are they going to leave together? It was a big deal for a while. We thought there was potential for it, and then it never really played out. Is he saying that he still wishes he would have left? Does he regret not leaving? Like, I can't tell by the tone.
Oh, I can't tell either, but I'm thinking, like, I want to know why they didn't show. I guess they didn't show that because, like, even the fact that she said, you have a contract, you're the Bachelor, is something that they don't like to show.
Well,
right?
It would have ruined the rest of the season too, right? I mean, how do you have a Bachelor dating other women when at the start of the season he was like, hey, I'm going to leave for you? Like, it would have just...
Well, that's what Claire did. Then you bring in another Bachelor.
Well, they weren't ready for that yet. Well, he did finish his season and he ended up with Hannah Ann. This headline is interesting. Peter Weber recalls how hard it was to break up with what he says is the sweetest soul, Hannah Ann.
He said it was just such a stressful time in his life. So tough. He never wanted to hurt someone like that. He said that Hannah Ann is the sweetest soul you could ever meet. Nothing about her is fake. 100% real. And having met Hannah, I mean, holy crap. She is just like a sweetheart. And he said knowing that I was going to hurt her absolutely just tore me up. And I was not okay for a while after that. Now that's in the past and we're looking forward, but he did say he wanted her to become the Bachelorette after that. So he said to the producers, listen, I feel horrible for what's going on right now for Hannah Ann. Is there any chance that this can, you know, help her go on and find her person through the Bachelorette? I would love to kind of promote that and push that for her because she obviously deserves it. I think the thought here is, did Peter want to follow in
the footsteps of Ari, who said that he intentionally wanted to break up with Becca on TV so that she would have more sympathy behind her to become the next Bachelorette.
Well, she didn't become the next Bachelorette, but we could still see her in Paradise, right? She's single.
Oh, shoo-in.
Shoo-in. If she wants it, she's a shoo-in. Ashley Iaconetti, the Paradise expert, says, hey, Ashley, we have something to celebrate on this podcast. Something really big. Two amazing people who I know Jessica and I just absolutely adore, and I know you adore them as well. The couple, Raven Gates and Adam, are officially married. This according to Us Weekly. What a thing to celebrate. They are
so
awesome.
So happy for them. Followed this, all their posts on Instagram last week leading up to the day. It was at the Olana in Dallas, Texas, and they had 20 guests, many of whom captured it all on social. They actually, Raven said she had to replan the wedding 3 times because of 2020, which totally sucks. She also is just cute. She goes, I'm more and more excited as the days go on. I told Adam the other day, we're sitting on the couch eating Cheetos, eating ice cream, all this junk food. And I'm like, can you believe we met on a TV show? This is just so normal now, but I still can't believe it. And I had the same sort of feeling with Jared the other day. We were like laughing in the car and just like, we're always just having a great time together. And I'm like, I met this guy on The Bachelor or on Bachelor Paradise on a TV show. That's so freaking weird. And to think like, if I didn't sign up for that season and he didn't sign up for that, he wasn't nominated for that season. It's just mind boggling. I guess that's how all meet stories are though, right? It's like, if you didn't show up to this place at that time or send that message, you never know what could have happened.
It is something special. Love is in the air. But we do want to pause here for a second. And when we come back with Almost Famous Podcast, we have a really difficult story. And we want to send our support and thoughts for this Bachelor Nation contestant when we come back with the Almost Famous Podcast.
There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, it's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket. You know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in, because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean, so it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox, and it's captivating with scents that just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. Diaper duty. It's the adventure no one warns you about when you're expecting, right? Well, fear not. Pampers Swaddlers features a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Not only are Pampers Swaddlers total game changers, they have the hottest baby gift trend for 2024, the Pampers Diaper Stash, an online diaper fund where friends and family can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. I love this idea. Here's how it works. You create a diaper stash account, share it with your tribe, watch the stash grow, gift it to the parents, and voila. They use the stash funds to snag Pampers diapers and wipes anywhere, anytime. It's not just a gift. It's a stash of joy. Ensuring that those parents-to-be are stocked up without the guesswork. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness. Pampers Swaddlers and the Diaper Stash. Because parenting should be an extraordinary journey, not a messy one.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it. Where did you hear that rumor, Ben?
Oh, Smart Money Happy Hour.
It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
So, like, how to budget for a hot date in Malta, like Joey went on?
Yeah. Or how to baby step your way to being a millionaire before you're 35.
Oh, okay. I'm looking at this episode on how much people spend on dating apps. So one guy is spending $499 a month.
He should really apply for the Bachelorette.
Or this one episode, which is what our Amazon purchase history says about us.
Why don't you just go and tap that subscribe button, Ashley?
Say less. This is really, really interesting. So to check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Smart Money Happy Hour and hit that subscribe button, which I just did. Your wallet and your next road trip will thank you.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turned sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's talk about something we all can relate to: hair removal. Yeah, not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Nicks, cuts, razor burns. Ugh. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. For real, Nair's new scents turned my bathroom into a spa.
You guys, I remember when my mom gave me like the first bottle of Nair to use on my upper lip, and I was like, this is so awful, but I do like need to do it. But the smell so close to my nose for so long, the worst part of like the every other week or whatever I would do it. Now it smells incredible. Like there's Moroccan argan oil and orange blossom shower cream that you can use. It's like a pampering experience. You put it on your legs, let it sit there for a little bit, and it's so much better than shaving. They also have like rich cocoa butter and vitamin E body cream, soothing aloe and water lily body cream. Really anything you could think of to get rid of your hair in the most pleasant way, Nair has it. They have new shower and body creams that are so easy to apply, and they work in as little as 3 minutes. And if you're going to shave more parts than just your legs, think about what you can do in 3 minutes with Nair. And the skin smooth feeling lasts so much longer than shaving. Like I just mentioned, you can use it not just on your legs, but on your arms, your underarms, even your bikini area. And we all know that with summer around the corner, that's a place you need it. Nair has turned the hair removal process into a sensorial experience. The scents are just amazing. And when I say that my bathroom smells like a spa, I really mean it. So check it out. The new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
This headline's tough. It's hard because we're sitting here and it just like, I don't know, it rips out the heart. But The Bachelor, if you haven't heard about this yet, I guess the call to action would be, after you hear this headline, just get on social media and send an encouraging, loving comment or thought to Tia Booth. Tia Booth reveals her dad has stage 4 colon cancer. The quote is, it's heavy to post and it's heavy to read. I hate I hate this for her and I hate this for her family. But yeah, I think the best thing to do is all of you listeners out there, just go and love on Tia if you can.
I know. So, so sad. She was wearing a sweatshirt in this Instagram post that said, "Hey, cancer, F you, you, F, you know, blah, 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 blah." Lots of F words towards cancer. And she said that in early March, my dad was diagnosed with stage 4 colon cancer, and it's taken me since then to even wrap my mind around it. Cancer is a nasty little word, and when it affects someone you love, it feels like it's getting the wind knocked out of you. Although not curable, we are all thankful it's treatable with chemo. Started today. Dad said it was boring, but he had a TV, ice water, and recliner, so he had it made with a little tongue sticking out emoji. She said, if you ever wonder why I handle stress with humor, there it is. Hoping for minimal side effects and that he'll handle treatment like a champ. So far, so good. We will gladly take any good vibes and prayers, not only for him, but also for his medical team as he goes through treatment. So sad. Feel all, you know, sending all the positive vibes toward him. She posted a little bit of, you know, a picture of her dad, and he does seem to have a great outlook. You know, he's just like that positive kind of guy.
Yeah, go and love on Tia and her family if you get a chance, or even if you don't get a chance, you have a couple seconds to do that. Well, Tia Booth has also commented on Colton Underwood. Ashley, what do we have there?
So everybody loves to like force people to make these public statements these days, right? Doesn't mean that we're not reaching out privately. You know, texting and calling is an option. It doesn't have to be all out there for the public to see. This just is my opinion. And in response to Tia's feelings on Colton's coming out, she said, at Colton Underwood, knows how I feel. Love you. Want to love who you want to love. She goes, there's my statement. I am my own PR team. Gotta go. Bye.
Perfect. It's about as
great.
That is about as smooth as can be. Well, speaking of Colton, there has been a petition, and I'm learning more about petitions and what effectiveness they have and what weight they carry, but there is a petition that was brought to our attention calling for Netflix to drop Colton Underwood's series, and it's approaching 20,000 signatures. Why is there a petition, Ashley? What is it going against? What is the petition about?
So what I'm about to read is the description of a change.org petition calling for Netflix to cancel its reported series on former Bachelor star Colton Underwood, who has recently announced that he is gay, and this is nearing 20,000 signatures as of Sunday. The focus on the campaign started by an anonymous user, N. It centers on allegations that Underwood harassed Cassie Randolph, his final pick on the popular ABC reality show, The Bachelor, not the fact that he came out as a gay man. It says, Colton Underwood is a former Bachelor lead who stalked his final pick, Cassie Randolph. He placed a tracker on her car, sent her and her friends anonymous threatening texts, and was even standing outside her window extremely late at night, resulting in her brother attempting to de-escalate the situation. Cassie is a victim of Colton's abuse. He does not deserve a platform in any way. Regardless of his sexuality, Colton should not be given a platform as a result of his abusive, manipulative, and dangerous behavior.
That's a description? Wow.
Yeah.
Well, it is reaching 20,000 signatures, and it was brought to our attention. You know, I don't know what weight petitions carry. I know there's something behind. I'll have to look into it more. But, you know, Bachelor Nation has had a lot of petitions in the last 6 months that have been brought to our attention. Well, something else in the final headline of the day is Jade Roper, your good friend. She makes the comment in an interview with Us Weekly. She says, I wish I acted more empowered on The Bachelor about Playboy shoot.
Yeah, you guys remember how Jade talked about how she posed her Playboy to Chris Soules on her season. It kind of came out most around her hometown when she you know, showed him something on the computer. It was just pictures. And she said that I always kind of had the idea in the back of my head when that moment was going to happen. And I just wish that I had felt more empowered about it. And I think at the time, I just felt a little slut shamed about it. I felt very shamed, which I don't feel at all. Yeah, I know. It's different the way we look back on things, right? Because I feel like even the 6 years that time has passed since Jade came out about it, I feel like now it would be handled totally differently than it did then.
I still remember that scene, though. And I know that's a scene that even Souls has brought up publicly and said, hey, he wishes he would have handled it differently, too. He was thrown off. He was a little shocked. But he also was just also just upset that it had to come as like this dramatic moment. Like he just. Yeah.
That scene is not as. There's a lot more to that scene than people got to see.
Sure. Definitely. Well, Ashley, again, we want to thank Bennett for coming on and giving us your time. We will continue with the Almost Famous podcast. It is the off season, but we have some great content coming your way. As promised, we have more headlines. We'll be following more stories. We'll be breaking down everything going on. And very soon, we're going to be digging into who will be on Paradise and also what's going on Katie's season. It's currently being filmed. It is in progress, and we this week are going to spend some time figuring out what is happening with Katie's season of The Bachelorette. Well, thanks for listening. I've been Ben.
I've been Ashley. Bye, guys.
That was very formal for me. Yeah, I've been Ben. That just seems nicer. There we go.
Follow the Ben and Ashley Almost Famous podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruze and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network. Available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like $1 million.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, this is Paris Hilton. Trapped in Treatment is back, and this season we're taking on WASP, the Worldwide Association of Specialty Programs and Schools.
They held us in dog cages. They starved us. They beat us.
He was trying to brand us, so we were going to become the McDonald's of kid treatment.
Join my host as they unravel the story of the largest and most shocking organization in the history of the troubled teen industry. Listen to Season 2 of Trapped in Treatment on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.